Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. This is the Invisibility Strategist at Let's Talk Strategies. And joining me today is the awesome, awesome Patricia Young. She's a holistic success and purpose coach at Inner Prosperity Academy. So after 20 years working for the corporate world, Patricia decided to follow her calling to help sensitive and growth-oriented women that are stuck and unfulfilling career or in transition, and, you know, that's in between jobs or recently divorced. And what she loves to do most, she loves to support them to transition into a career or business they love so they can go from working for a paycheck to working for a mission. And I'm just so excited to have her here. Now, Patricia is also an internationally known Amazon best-selling author, the co-author of the book called The Power of Being a Woman, and another one called Inspiration for a Woman's Soul, Cultivating Joy. And I'm just excited to have her here. Hey, Patricia, how are you?
Hi, Danette. Nice to be on. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, for you guys, if you're just now joining us and you'd like to call in as opposed to just listening online, you can call in. Our call-in number is 657-383-1364. And for those of you that would like to reach me on Periscope, you can actually follow us on Periscope by connecting with me at Danette Moss ATL. We're going to go ahead and broadcast now live on Periscope. All right, so Patricia, I'd love to go ahead and get started as we kick off the Periscope, because now this topic we're actually having here today is one that is just, let's just be real, it's definitely truly needed. It's one of which that I believe so many of us as women struggle with, and if truth be told, men struggle with it as well, as you know.
Yeah,
but
that is
because
true.
You know that, my audience is the wifepreneur and mompreneur, and of course I don't leave out my ambitious, single, savvy women. But, you know, I know that, you know, so many people suffer in this area, and that's why I'm just so excited to have you here so that we can dig deep on this topic and kind of help people get unstuck in areas, you know, help them move forward and gain that self-love that they need, stop struggling in that area, and boost that self-confidence, that thing that we all know we need to be successful in our day-to-day living as well as our business.
Yeah, that is so true. And, you know, self-confidence is one of the keys to our happiness and success, and yet I see some people really struggle with these every day. And, you know, self-esteem does not depend on success, but success naturally comes to those with confidence and self-esteem, right? So,
Really,
self-confidence is a mental state, and it can be really developed and cultivated if we make the conscious choice, because it's a choice. And when you are confident, you are in harmony with the universe, right? So things start to flow, and things start happening, and opportunities knock on your door, and you see things more, you know, positively, and everything starts working and flowing in your favor.
It does. It does. I agree with you wholeheartedly in that. But, you know, I kind of wonder, why do you think we struggle with self-love so much, you know, when you deal with confidence and self-love? It's such a struggle for some of us. And I kind of wonder, why is that something that seems to kind of paralyze people? You know, we get paralyzed in that. I wonder why. Can you share that?
Yeah, and I think the problem is that we tend to see ourselves through, we don't see ourselves for who we really are, right? We tend to see ourselves through the conditionings that we've gained through life. So it's like we see a distorted image of ourselves, right? So those conditionings can come from our families, when we were growing up, from our culture, the bad experiences that we could have had over the years. And these only rob us from, you know, our feelings of joy and freedom, which are natural to all of us. So if we see each other, if we see ourselves as spiritual beings that we are, right, because we're spiritual beings having a human experience, then we really understand that confidence is really being at home with yourself at any moment. Really, confidence is determined by what is going on inside of you. It has nothing to do with what's going on outside of you. And you have to be your own best friend. You have to learn to love yourself, because nobody really pursues a meaningful goals by thinking they're not good enough, right?
Uh-oh.
So we tend to have these limiting beliefs that we're not good enough, that we won't, you know, things will not work for us, and we see things working for other people. But, you know, like, we're not good enough, so that's not going to happen to us. And if we entertain any doubts about, you know, ourselves, we just need to test ourselves and set small goals and commit to them and start collecting that evidence that actually we can do great things too. Because really, to think that other people can achieve things and we cannot, it's really an error in our thinking, right? So
You just said something that just really just hit home to me. You said collect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How can we do that?
By setting small, you know, goals and taking action in those small goals and achieving them. And then we start collecting evidence that we can actually do the things that we want to do, right? Baby steps. We start with baby steps. So I'm going to be talking more about these because I want to share some tips on how to actually skyrocket your confidence. But one of the things that I'll be mentioning later, and now that you're asking about that, is just having a little journal, right? A celebrating me journal, where you actually write down all your achievements and celebrate yourself for even the smallest, tiny thing that you've done during the day that you feel proud of yourself. So it's by, you know, taking baby steps and setting small goals, we can start really moving forward and seeing that we are actually doing things. So we gain confidence by collecting this evidence.
Yes. Now, if you guys are just now joining us, our topic today is skyrocket your confidence to create a happier and more successful life. And joining me today is the awesome Patricia Young, and I'm Danette Moss, online visibility strategist at Let's Talk Strategies. I'm an online visibility strategist to wifepreneurs, mompreneurs, and I never leave out my ambitious, single, savvy women. I'm sitting here right now on my back patio in the awesome metropolitan Atlanta area, and it's kind of hot here, and I believe Patricia's hanging out with me over in Florida. How's that weather over there, Patricia?
Yes, I am in South Florida. Oh, it's very hot, very hot. It's beautiful out today, but it's hot. Yeah,
so what I'm going to do, guys, also, if you guys decide you want to join us over on Periscope, we are actually trying to scope now, but I believe Periscope may be having some difficulties because we were signing on to it earlier today, and it's constantly initializing the video stream. So we may not be able to meet you guys over there, but I'm doing my best to go ahead and start this broadcast over there because I would love for those of you all to meet us over there and scope with us and ask Patricia any questions that you may have on this topic. So, Patricia, what are the benefits of having confidence?
There's so many, but I'm going to mention a few of them. You know, you believe really that your opinions matter, right? When you feel confident about yourself, you really feel that what you have to say is going to be valuable and it's going to make a difference. When we don't feel confident, we tend to be shy and not speak our minds and voice our opinions because we feel that they will not matter. But when you're confident, you really believe your opinion matters. Another benefit is that you do the things you dream of, right? Because you know at the end of the day that you wouldn't be feeling the desires to do something if you're not capable of doing that, right? You have this inner knowing inside of you that actually is telling you some inner certainty that no matter what, you're going to be able to do the things that you dream of. Another benefit is that really it eliminates your fears, right? Because you actually start, like I was saying before, you start collecting evidence of false evidence appearing real, right? Which is the one of the definitions that we've seen out there on about fear, that it's false evidence appearing real. So you actually collect evidence that when you're confident that some fears are just in your head and it's worse in your head than when you do it, right? Sometimes we make our movies, these movies in our heads about, you know, how fearful we are about doing something, and when we actually do it, it's really nothing. So being confident really helps eliminating your fears. It also improves your relationships. Being confident, you have more fulfilling and more meaningful relationships. You have more trust in other people. You see the good in other people. And also it makes social settings more enjoyable, right? So you go to a party, or you go to, if you're a business owner, you go to a networking event, and those social settings are more enjoyable if you feel confident. And also you don't waste time worrying, right? We tend to waste a lot of time and energy worrying about what could go wrong. But when you have confidence, you actually use your energy and your time in trying to creating results, not in worrying. So those are, you know, oh, and another one that's really important too, you recover from setbacks faster when you feel confident. Are you there? Jeanette?
Are you there?
I am here, yeah. I can
hear
you. Did you hear? Yeah, did you hear everything that I shared about the benefits of confidence?
Yes, I did. I heard everything you were saying. What I was asking you to do was go ahead and repeat those again, because Periscope was having some hiccups. We were going up and down,
okay,
up and down with broadcast, and I looked over and saw a dear friend of mine, Cordelia, over there that's out there, and I definitely would love for you to repeat that again for our scopers. Now, you guys that are
sure
just now joining us on Periscope, please bear with me. This is, I think, my third or fourth scope, and generally, my scopes go well, and all of a sudden, when I need them to do what they need to do, they kind of go crazy. But hey, we have the tenacity, we're going to pull through. We have the confidence, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Our topic here today on Strategy Talk and More is skyrocket your confidence to create a happier and more successful life. And joining me today is the awesome Patricia Young. She is the founder of Inner Prosperity Academy, and I'm just so excited about having her here. Now, a moment ago, we were just talking about it. After the question, I said, Patricia, please tell us, what are the benefits of having confidence? I know that we've heard the terminology, the word confidence before, and we've had our parents to tell us how important confidence was, but I found quite often that so many of us struggle with confidence, low self-worth, and so forth. So I'm just excited here to have her here on our show, because confidence is important not only just in our personal life, but it's definitely important in our business life as well. Go ahead and share again those benefits very, very quickly, because I would love to ask more questions of you during our show here today.
Sure. So yeah, I was mentioning that, you know, when you feel confident, you feel that your opinion matters. When we are not confident, we feel shy. We don't feel the courage to actually voice our opinions, because we feel sometimes that they will not provide value. But when we are confident, we know that what we have to say matters. Another thing is that you do the things that you dream of, right? Because you have this inner certainty, this knowing inside of you that no matter what, you'll be achieving the things that you dream of, because otherwise your heart will never truly desire to do that. Another benefit is that feeling confident, it eliminates your fears, right? Because you start collecting that evidence of false evidence appearing real, which is one of the definitions of fear that you've seen out there. So when you actually feel confident, you do the things anyway, and you collect the evidence that that fear was only in your head and it was not as bad as you were thinking about it. And also confidence helps you improve relationships. The relationships you have are more meaningful, are more deep, and more fulfilling. And you have more trust in the other people as well. And having confidence as well helps you have, you know, social settings are more enjoyable. When you go out to a party or you go out, you know, to a networking meeting, if you have a business, you feel more confident about what you have to share and to connect with other people. And also you recover from setbacks faster, right? And the last one that I shared before is that you don't waste time worrying. We tend to worry a lot, and that it's actually a waste of our imagination because we're thinking about what could go wrong. So when you feel confident, you actually use your time and energy to take action. Were you able to get these this time?
I definitely was. Now,
okay,
you know, we spoke about the benefits of having confidence, but, you know, I wonder if you could define actually what confidence is to people. Define confidence to that wifepreneur, that mompreneur, that person that's dealing with low self-worth or low, or doesn't quite know how to love herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so can you repeat the question, because you were breaking up a little bit and I didn't hear the first part?
You just share with us the benefits of having confidence. But
yes.
I just thought about something. I said, you know, we know the benefits, but what about those women, those wifepreneurs and mompreneurs, or ambitious single savvy women, of course, that don't quite know what the real meaning of confidence is? What is confidence to Patricia?
Well, confidence is what I shared a little bit before. It's really knowing, is that inner certainty that nothing can change it, right? Regardless of what other people say or do or how you're challenged, what you know cannot be changed. So it's something that's inside of you. And confidence is something that you cannot afford to be without if you desire to live a full and meaningful life, right?
Mm.
So your heart desires, it's always for something beyond the point you're presently at in your life, right? Your comfort zone. And
yes.
For example,
yes.
Your heart's desire could be to have a successful business, right? So you will
That's
require
right.
the confidence to achieve your heart's desire. And confidence will be the passport, your passport, to a fun and filled and exciting new life, because actually it will free you to go where your heart leads you to go.
Wow. So now, are there any key things that we could actually do to boost our self-confidence? Can we get that by going to meetings or talking with people? What can we do as individuals to actually boost our self-confidence?
So I would say that the key to boost our self-confidence is to really know ourselves and see ourselves for who we really are, to have kindness to ourselves, because that's really the root of low self-esteem. It's basically that we're not kind to ourselves. We don't love ourselves enough. So the key is to really know ourselves, to see ourselves for who we really are. Like I said before, we're spiritual beings. We're perfect. We're whole. We're complete the way we are, right? And when you see yourself through the conditionings that you've gained through life, again, you're going to see a distorted image of yourself, right? And you will feel that you don't deserve good things, including how much abundance you let in your life. So we will, when we see ourselves for who we really are, we're actually limiting our potential, right?
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Wow, yes. Yes, it does. I mean, I tell you, the limitations that we put on ourselves, the self-sabotaging mode that we often walk in, it's amazing to me, you know, how we do it and why we do it, you know, just, again, in our personal as well as our professional lives, you know, it's amazing to me. And just putting, I guess, that false evidence appearing real expectations on ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead. No, something that came to mind is that really, you know, we have to really keep in mind that you are what you believe you are, and that expectations attract your experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we
mm-hmm.
see in our as the results that we have in our lives right now are based on our beliefs and how we see ourselves, right? That's what we're attracting to our lives.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. That is
and
true.
And that can change. That can change. Like I said, I always say it's a matter of choices. We always have the power of choice. So we always can change. If what we don't have, what we have in our lives right now, we don't like it, we have the power of changing that because we have the choice to do it.
That's true. That is so true. You know, and I tell people, too, when I speak to them from time to time, I'll say, you know what, if you don't believe in yourself, who else will believe in you? No one else will. So you have to even decide to make the choice to even believe in yourself. Choice is something that we all have to pause and make the decision to do. We can make a choice to move forward in a lot of areas in life. We can make a choice to stand still. And, you know, I tell you, you know, I believe women are very powerful. And we are faced with so much in life on a day-to-day basis. And choice is one of those. So choosing to operate and walk in self-confidence, choosing to, you know, speak to someone such as yourself to get help in that area, choice is so important. It's just, it's priceless.
It is.
You know, making the right decision to choose what you will accept and what you won't accept in your life, I guess if I can say it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, very quickly, we are actually down to our last 8 minutes of the show, and I would love for you to do a quick recap because I want you to make sure that you share with our listening audience here on Blog Talk, and hopefully we can finally get a broadcast over here at Periscope. It was acting up last week, too. I had a lot of the heavy hitters that I follow on Periscope having issues, too, so I don't feel bad, but I would have loved to scope this. So I'm hoping soon that we'll be able to jump on over on Periscope after our Blog Talk show here and do another recap as well. But give us a quick recap on maybe the three principles of self-love and the keys that we need to boost our self-confidence. And then we'll move from there and we'll make sure that we share that thing that I want you to share most, and that's that awesome offer that you have over on your website.
Perfect, yeah. So to cover the three principles of self-love, right, because everything starts there for our confidence. It starts with self-love. So one of them is not handing over defining who you are to others. And this means that, you know, some people's self-worth is based on approval from others. And I always tell my clients, you know, think about how other people can be on their ego mind, their conditioned self, like I call it. I call it the conditioned self, which is really your ego mind. So they could be in their conditioned self when they're seeing you. So you cannot rely on approval from other people. And then number two is, you know, the worth of your authentic self, your true self, your spirit is really intact and unchanging. Nothing can change it because really you're a divine being of light. Nothing you can do can take that away from it. So you have to see your magnificence and beauty as you can see it in other people, right? We tend to admire other people and say, oh, my God, she's amazing, she's fabulous. But all those qualities, we have them as well. So we have to really connect with the energy of who we really are. And that's why I always recommend my clients to meditate at least 10 minutes a day to really connect with their higher self, with their spirit, and really connect with that energy of, you know, that divine light that you are.
Okay.
And then number three would be when you center your self-worth on performance, your self-worth will fluctuate based on those events, right? So when you tell yourself that you need to be perfect or when you're trying to do too much, you will feel anxious and your self-worth will depend on the outcome. So just really focus your attention on who you really are. Again, you're lovable, you're whole, you're worthy, you're complete just the way you are right now.
That's
so
right.
Those are the principles of self-love. And then I'm going to share a few tips to skyrocket your confidence, one would be to compliment yourself, right? Every time you accomplish something, every time you do something right, celebrate it. And like I said before, start a celebrating me journal where you can collect evidence of your achievements that you can always revisit when you're not having a very good day, right? So, and again, collect evidence by setting small goals, baby steps, and then you celebrate them. Another tip is to be optimistic. Be optimistic about your goals, your life, the things that you're doing, and in general, have an optimistic attitude in life. Another one is just be yourself. Be who you are. Be in the moment. Be authentic because you're whole. You're complete. You're more than enough. So honor it. Embrace it. Embrace your uniqueness.
Wow.
And another tip would be if you want to jump in and say something, feel free, Danette.
No, I want you to go ahead and list those out. I'm smiling. If you could actually if you could feel my smile here on this side, because it's really real.
Yeah.
You know, we really get hung up oftentimes trying to be someone else, not our own authentic self. You know, so I'm just appreciating, you know, what you're saying and kind of just echoing the fact that what you're saying is so true, it's so real. You know, that's what the recap is about. I want you to, you know, share with the listening audience, you know, those things because I know it's needed. You know, a lot of us walk around with a smile on our face, but we lack so much confidence on the inside. You know, we're just not ourselves. So, I mean, you're just ditto. If I don't say anything.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So another tip is to really stay focused on your vision for your life, right? Because what you focus on expands. So really focus on what you want to create and have trust and faith that you can achieve anything. Another tip is inspire greatness in yourself and others. So you do that by giving yourself permission to be who you came here to be. To see yourself as a magnificent and perfect expression of life, because you're actually a co-creator with the universe in everything that you have in your life, right? So what you put out will come back. So focus on the good. And self-confidence is created when you're aware of your oneness with spirit, right? Mm. So another one is decide, make choices, right? Every day is an opportunity to recreate yourself. And each time that you make a new choice, you'll emerge as your best self. And always, of course, act and take action despite of your fears. Take risks, take different risks. If you want different results, take different risks and do things in a different way. Nurture yourself, take care of yourself, love yourself, take loving actions on your own behalf. And ask yourself every day, if I really loved myself, I would, and then fill in the blank. And do this exercise every day and then take action. And another one that's big, 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 stop comparing yourself to others because you're unique. And comparing yourself to others will steal your natural joy. So if you want to compare yourself with how far you've come, not with other people. So those are my tips, and I would like to say that confidence will always allow you to lead your heart's deepest desires. And your heart's desires are meant for greater good in your life and the lives of those that are around you. So give yourself permission to be all that you came here to be.
Okay, okay. Well, I tell you, we are actually down to our last minute here of our show on Blog Talk, and we are now broadcasting live over on Periscope, and I'm hoping that we will be able to stay up on Periscope. So before we actually end our call here today on Blog Talk, I would love for you to share your offer and tell our listening audience how they could find you.
Yeah, so my website is innerprosperityacademy.com. And if you go there, I have on my banner, I have a free report that you can download. It's called 5 Mistakes People Make When Finding Their Life Purpose. And I'm also on Twitter and on Facebook. On Twitter, I'm on as Inner Prosperity, and on Facebook, and I'm as Inner Prosperity Academy.
Okay, great. Now, guys, make sure that you go over and check Patricia out. Inner Prosperity Academy, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. She has the tools that I believe we all need to help us take our lives to the next level as it pertains to this really, really very important topic that deals with confidence, self-love, those things that we need to truly, truly be successful in our personal as well as our business lives. And I'm excited that you guys did decide to join us here, and I'm hoping you'll go ahead and jump on over to Periscope. I am Danette Moss, ATL, and you can find us over there and join our conversation there, because I'm going to ask Patricia to recap over there for those of you that have joined us a little late here in the show. I did see some people pop in, but we are actually getting ready to, we're at the end of the top of the time here, 12 noon of our show, and it finally allowed me to flip around and see me. And I just want to make sure that we go ahead, it's going back and forth here, that Periscope is something else, that we go ahead and at least, even with the technical difficulties, that we push forward and that you all hear this rich content that Patricia is sharing with us. So make sure you go ahead and as we end this call over here on Blog Talk, that you join us for about 10 to 15 minutes over on Periscope so that we can talk a little further about this awesome topic. And the topic again is skyrocket your confidence to create a happier, more successful life. And I'm excited to have you here, Patricia, and I appreciate you for being here, even through the snafus and the uh-ohs. And the things that you mentioned today was just so real. You know, I love it. You know, be your authentic self. You know, take risk. You know, take those chances. You know, it's so important. And you know, it's who I am. You know, this is why I created Let's Talk Strategies for that purpose. And I'm going to go ahead and announce, guys, we're not going to scope. They're having too many issues. I'm going to leave it alone. Again, I appreciate Patricia for being this awesome guest here and coming on. You know, just as a recap, she spoke about the benefits of having confidence. She also shared, I asked her to define what confidence was to Patricia. You know, because I as a wifepreneur and a mompreneur and ambitious other single-savvy women, we need to know what confidence really means. Confidence is not someone else's dreams and goals. It's not about them. It's about you. She explained that. So make sure you go back and listen to our replay here now. It'll be available for 24 hours, and I want to make sure that you get these key things that she shared with us. She also spoke about and shared the keys to boost our self-confidence. I tell you, those keys were awesome. I've got some things that I know that I am going to contact Patricia myself about, and maybe even consider doing some coaching myself, Patricia. So make sure you hold me to that. I'm going to be reaching out to you soon, because there's some things that I think I want to get past that I know that you can help me with. And guys, I tell you, being transparent is really, really real. This woman, Patricia, really knows her stuff, and I appreciate you so much for being our guest here on our show. One last time, could you please share your site and tell them that offer that they can look forward to getting?
Yeah, thank you, Danette, so much for having me on. It was a pleasure being on. And sure, so my website is innerprosperityacademy.com. And I'm on Twitter as Inner Prosperity and Facebook as Inner Prosperity Academy. And my free offer on my website is a free report that you can download. It's called 5 Mistakes People Make When Finding Their Life Purpose.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Make sure you go over there and check it out, guys. For now, make it a great day and walk in self-love and self-confidence. Thanks so much, Patricia, for joining us here. I'm excited to have you
again.
And I cannot wait to have you back here on our show. I cannot wait to have you back. There's more from you. And, guys, let me leave you with this quote that I really, really liked that Patricia mentioned when I went out on her website and then as we begin to discuss our topic. And that quote is, "A prosperous life begins from the inside out, and it creates a ripple effect in all areas of your life." And, of course, that quote, that source is from the awesome Patricia Young. Walk in it, guys. Walk in your prosperity. Walk in that prosperous life. And remember that it does begin from the inside out. Take care. Bye, Patricia.
Bye, Danette. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure here, too. Take care.
You too. Bye. You too.